Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you again and again, wherever you might be, wherever you, God is leading you at this moment, this time in your rest, in your places of sleep, whatever. This program is finding you, and we're also thankful for all our listeners and those in the end, that the men of God and women of God and those that are new disciples in Christ, amen, as we go forward, amen, see what the Holy Spirit has to say, amen, today. We talk about pressing forward in God, pressing forward in God, amen. Father, we thank you now. We ask you to look upon the messages and the comments and the revelation that you give us through the Holy Spirit. Oh, God, you said desire the milk of the word that we can grow thereby. And, Lord, we ask you to touch and deliver, oh, God, because we know that everything works together for good that love you. And, Lord, we know there's no situation, amen, that you don't have control over, amen. And we want you to bless tonight because you say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Father, we petition, amen, and we're agreeing, amen, for you to come in and visit with us and soup with us in Jesus' name. Amen. Those that are calling in, amen, or if you have a friend or relative that would like to be a part of the program, as well as on the computer, you have some friends, they can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, and you can hear your program live, all of you live on the air, amen, wherever you might be. I know we're reaching all different type of states and times of the day. You can go back tomorrow and also visit Doctrine of Truth as well. God bless you today, tonight, wherever you might be listening. We're talking about pressing towards the mark, pressing. Amen. There's some things that, amen, God worked through people and he wants you to do physically. Amen. You know, when you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, the pastor, the elder asked you, amen, will you accept Christ? And you said yes, amen. So they went further into the procedures of bringing you into the body of Christ, amen, through water baptism, repentance, and fellowshipping, amen. So you must continue, regardless of what's going on in your life, amen. Jesus said he'd be with you always, even to the end of the world. And it's impossible to stop along the side of the road, amen, and say you're going to make it because you have an enemy that don't like you, people don't like you, not because who you are, but because of the fact, amen, who you serve. Philippians, the third chapter, Paul is talking here, amen. He's teaching the Philippian church. In the Philippian church, Paul expresses his affection for the believers in Philippi, thanking them for the gifts and encouragement them to a lifestyle of unity, holiness, and joy. The Philippian church, this church was an idea in many respects. It was very appreciative and generous. Paul found it on this second missionary journey in the midst of the storm of persecution. The beginning of the work was small among few women at the river with Leah, a seller of purple, was the first converted, and she was soon joined by the Philippian jailer and his family. You see, there are many things that start off small, amen, in Christ, because God was out there through his disciples and ministry seeking for lost souls, the unchurched, those that are lost, amen, lost in Christ. And Paul began to pick up. We're going to pick up at the third chapter. Amen. Finally, brethren, rejoice in the Lord to write the same things to you. To me, indeed, is not grievous, but for you it's safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of contentiousness. For we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Now we'll stop there. And we go down, we're discussing, amen, Paul, amen, encouraging and rejoicing and talking to the church about have no confidence in yourself, amen, but just have your confidence in God, amen. As we go down now and continue, amen, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any man think that he has wherewith, he might trust in the flesh, I more, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I count lost for Christ. Amen. There are many things that we go through in life, there are many things that happen. Amen. But when we come to Christ, we have a whole new start. We have a whole new start. And here are some of the points that we want to pick up, amen, in this study, the 14th verse, amen, and the 13th verse. He said, brethren, I count not myself to apprehend, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth for those things which are before. I press the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. That's where we want to be. Amen. That's what our concern is. Amen. Well, Mysticism Mass talking to us about the will of God. We just stay with God. That's God's will. Many times people ask the question, and we all desire, well, what is God's will for me? Keep his commandments and live for him. Amen. If it be, amen, biblical correct, he wants you to love him with all your heart, mind, soul, and spirit. But above course, stay with him. Stay with him. Stay with God. All right, tonight we were talking about today. Amen. Let's talk about pressing towards the mark. And many things that today Jesus talked about, amen, in the end time, things that's going to come, things that are going to arise, and many things in this chapter we might not cover, amen, but it might be something that you want to express tonight, and that's why we come, amen, the doctrine of truth. We always try to keep things on the grassroots level, as simple as possible, that we all can learn from each other. Amen, and grow thereby. If it's something that you feel that the church should not be involved in, or you might not be, you should be involved in, amen. But one thing we want to be for sure, amen, that we love you. We're not trying to put anybody down, any church down, anybody, amen, hurt, don't mention any names, but amen. We just want to know, let you know that we love you and we care, amen. If you press the last four digits, press one on your phone, Amen. We can have you to come in. Amen. Our technician can put you in and you'll have the open mic. Amen. You can begin to express yourself. Amen. The last four digits. Amen. We see 4427. God bless you.
Amen, Bishop.
God bless you.
Good to have the call again. Thank God the call is on again. You know, this is very personal, this topic today, this evening. You know, things that, you know, you want to find out where a person's heart is, they say you can look at their checkbook or look at their debit card and find out where their heart is, because they're going to put their money in where their heart is, or they're going to spend most of their time in a certain area. When we give our lives over to the Lord and accept Jesus as our Savior, now it's time to keep studying and picking up everything and staying in the Word, because now you got to find out what is God's response to the things that come in our lives. And we can't depend upon our own self now, because now we're a new creature now. Now everything we have learned thus far, we have to get rid of that and start a whole new learning process in us, when we're going to be filled with the answer, with the kingdom principles. Now, and in order to do that, we got a lot of time to catch up. Now, a lot of us is grown and just coming to the Lord, or even if you're young, everything you've learned thus far, you need to unlearn and look at God. What does God have to say about it? So there we have the Bible to answer every question conceivable to man. But we're going to have to get in those 66 books and study those 66 books now, so that when we're challenged, with anything that come about in our lives now, we're going to give a godly response, because now we know the kingdom principles. But we won't, because see, the Holy Spirit now, once you've given yourself to Christ, the Holy Spirit's job is to bring all things of God into remembrance. You know, it's not going to bring into remembrance those things of the world. But everything of God that you have studied, the Holy Spirit is faithful that in the right time and all, it's going to bring it into remembrance in perfect order at the right time. So now you got to get that zeal about God's word. That means that, you know, it's something that you got to have. You know, when people play golf or fish or stuff like that, man, every chance they get, they are studying on it, studying the new techniques and equipment that come out, and everything they have to do about what that hobby, they're going to spend their time learning about it. So this is where we got to be now once we come to Christ. We got to set aside, let our heart be in it, where every opportunity we get, we're going to be in there looking what is God's response to this situation, to that situation. But we just got to stay in the Word.
All right. God bless you, as always. Good to have you. Amen. And he's talking about having no confidence in ourselves. That's what Paul was mentioning. Amen. The third chapter, in the third verse, he said, we have no confidence in the flesh. Amen. Anymore. Yes, God love us and care for us, but we got to come to him, and we got to research things, and amen, and talk to others, and say, should I continue this way? Amen. Whatever condition you're going through, whatever it is, amen, you should have no confidence unless you don't talk to God about it. Amen. God bless you. Good, always good to hear. Amen. From our brother in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's push one on the phone. And amen. We also kind of browsing through the third chapter of Philippians, but there also might be some things that, amen, others will bring in. Amen. Amen. As our technician push you in, you can push one on your phone. Amen. We'd be glad to hear your comments. There's no wrong comments. Here we're talking about pressing towards the mark, pressing, doing things in God, or doing things just plain living. Sometimes you don't feel confident and stepping out, amen, maybe changing the job, maybe just buying a new house, or maybe just you just don't have the confidence, amen, that you would have, amen, when you was in the world. Because if you thought you can call a friend, tell a friend, amen, whatever position and skills you had, amen, you go right on. But now, you're kind of hesitant, amen. When you do try to do something, somebody knock it down or give you a negative comment, amen. And this is what Paul is discussing. Paul says that, amen, brethren, there are some people out there, amen. Paul was saying that, amen, there in the second verse of St. John, he said there are some men and women out there you got to be aware of. And he said you got to be aware of. In other words, they're not good for you. They're not good for you. Amen. And they're not for you. Not because of the fact that you and them was good friends. Amen. Some of you may have gotten a promotion, amen, on a job, and you had many good friends on the job, and you prayed and you got a promotion. Now all of a sudden, amen, you have everybody, they question everything you say. They question everything you say. And you get orders and documentation, being in meetings, and you come down for management, and you say, okay, we got to do this now. And people cut their eyes at you, you know, because of leadership. Amen. Not only that, but in the homes. Amen. So Paul said this thing almost applies in the church as well. The devil operates in the homes as well as the church. Amen. He said, don't have no confidence in the flesh, because they are dogs. Beware of evil workers. Amen. These people are there. It's not the people. It's the spirit. The devil dealing with people. Amen. As well as God worked through people. Amen. God, let's push one on your phone here. Amen. Pressing forward in God. Amen. You can go. If this instinct in you, amen, and your heart and your conscience say, you know, let's try this. Amen. But you find yourself that you're not really confident. You know, let's push one on your phone, wherever you are. Amen. We'll give you the last four digits, and our technician will type you in. Amen. And I remember many years ago and starting out, amen, and a man walked up to me, and I know it had to be God in it, because the fact was true. And he said, you know, you don't do anything unless you're fasting, is that right? And I looked at him, you say fasting, you know, and praying, but what about faith? What about this trusting God, this walking out, this saying something to God? All right, we have another caller, last four digits, is 1212. Yes, sir. Yes. Who am I speaking with? Go right ahead. You have the mic. Last four digits, 561. All right, you're on the air. Amen. We always... All right, last four digits, 561. And the last four digits, I'm sorry, the area code is 561. And the last four digits is 1212. Amen. You have the open mic. Go right ahead. God bless you. Okay. All right. Do you have anyone? Once you push one on your telephone, amen, we will respond to you about telling you your last four digits of your telephone, and you will have the mic, and you can go right ahead talking. Amen. We will not call your name. Amen. All right. We have also, and we're discussing how Paul was saying concerning, amen, have no confidence. Amen. He's not saying that, amen, you don't trust God, but, you know, give God a chance. Read his word in Jesus Christ. If you give Christ a chance to, amen, give you strength. But amen, don't be afraid to make a mistake. You know, God has his ways. He has his ways to remind us and encourage us, amen, that everything worked together for good for those that love the Lord and you have done all the research you can do, amen, and you have reached out, amen, so you make a decision to go ahead and try something or do something for the betterment, amen, for your family, your church, amen, and we should always, amen, consider those that, amen, in our inner circle. Amen. If you don't have a circle of people that, you know, you can sit down and discuss with, one or two mentors, amen, you should. Amen. Jesus had 12, even though, you know, Jesus is he given us the examples. Amen. But we always have problems. And everybody is there, to some to help us, and some are not, but they're there. All right, we have area code 305. That's 4 digits, 4271. Yes, sir, you're on there.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you. Good to have you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be able to talk to you today. Hey, amen. You know, I was thinking about what you're saying, and I thought about the older church,
mm-hmm.
How they used to press through, press in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
How even in prayer, sometimes
mm-hmm.
you have to. It's time to stop praying, but sometimes you got to press beyond that
mm-hmm.
to reach
mm-hmm.
what you're trying to obtain.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that the gospel is the power of God
mm-hmm.
under salvation.
Yes,
so I can clearly hear now. What you're saying about having no confidence in the flesh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You see, when the flesh works, then when the flesh works, then the Lord rests.
Mm-hmm,
it's all God's purpose, you see, in us.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, the Lord wants to change us. You see.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I agree with the brother say you got to study sometime and you studying, in this studying it's an approval unto God, it's a pressing the spirit. You see studying is great, it's work. Your flesh will tell you, take a break and go. When you're just on the verge of a breakthrough, your flesh will say, go have you some pizza and some crackers, you know, some drink. You see what I'm saying? And it sounds comical, but there's all sorts of things come against you when you trying to digest this gospel.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so I'm in total agreement with what is being said. But I heard the brother said, give yourself. No, even you said it, give yourself to Christ. When you give something, it ain't yours no more. Did I get that right? It ain't
right.
Yours no more. When you give yourself to God, your life is His. Matter of fact, Jesus done shed His blood and paid for you.
Yes,
so
is.
Now what? Now He says, obedience is better than sacrifice. You
mm-hmm.
see,
mm-hmm.
so the pressing is toward the mark. It's becoming more like Jesus. It's a yielding. It's a build up in love, because that's what's gonna hold you together. It's obeying the will of God. You see, it's not letting your faults and your errors overthrow you. You see, that's what that woman was it's talking about the having a well of water spring it up unto everlasting life, and say out of your belly flows rivers. See,
yeah.
God got it fixed, so we have no reason to fail or miss Him. Amen.
All
so
right.
So this is what I'm looking at. It's the power of God, and I came in contact with that today. I'm saying now I'm looking at the academics of what the word is saying. The academic,
yeah.
You know, the studying of what the word say.
Yeah.
But then after you get it, if you get it in your mind, it has to register in your heart. So God gave you power, because the bottom line is when you get to know what's in the book, now you got to stand. Am I making any sense?
Yeah, right.
You can't go bow-legged and whop and say, well, I just made a mistake or slippers. That's an error. No. It's time for you to stand now. So I'm thinking about Brother Paul, and he told him, he said, listen, don't you know, I'm ready to give my life for this man's sake, you know. So that's where you find me at today, Bishop.
Right.
I'm listening, and I'm taking in what's being said.
Okay. All right. God bless you. Always good to hear from the elders. Amen. Romans 1, he was talking about Romans 1 and 16. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, power of God unto salvation. Everyone that believes, amen. Amen. The gospel is power. Also, Ecclesiastes 12:12 say, furthermore, for these my son be admonished of making many books, there's no end, and much study is weariness of the flesh. Amen. When you start running from pages to pages and chapter to different chapter, different books, amen, it's work. It's work involved. Amen. Oh, sorry, we have another caller. Technician 1615, area code 352. Amen. You're on the air. You on the air?
God bless you, Dr. Poole.
God bless you, Bishop.
It's good to hear you tonight. I just had to time out and get with you all tonight. I am hearing some real good fruit tonight. I picking from this tree here that you and the elders is dealing with here tonight. I was looking here, and I was looking at Saul as we a lesson mm-hmm. here. But I was looking at Saul and the transformation that he made after his encounter with God. Mm-hmm. As Saul, I seen how he sold, what he sold against the body of Christ, what he sold in against God, spending mm-hmm. his life in a negative manner towards God and not really understanding. We have a lot of people today that don't understand that their natural life is a negative life. It does not please God, and it does not bring glory to the body or to the individual that's committing that type of illegal action, is living as a sinner. And then I look at transcending time that when Paul had his encounter, Saul had his encounter with God, and his whole name got changed. Body, soul, and spirit got changed. Everything about him. And then I noticed here, as you all were talking, I was looking here in the sixth verse here in Philippians, and what he said concerning zeal and what he had done, persecuting the church and touching the righteousness, which is in the law, blameless. But then when he gets down to the seven, he said, but what things were gained to me, those I count loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless,
yes.
Count all things, but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Then he said, my Lord, for thou hast suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ I'm so excited to see the conversion of Saul to Paul to the prophet to the man of God and how God dealt with his life and how he took inventory of himself as he looked back at himself and he began to look and see where God had brought him from and the mercies of God that was upon him when he was walking as Saul and the things that he were doing, that God's love was greater than all that he had done, all the persecution he had. God's love never changed towards him, but it became, the worse he got, the better God got. And God loved him so much. The one day he met him on the road. He met him on a road, then of a curve, and he had an encounter with God that changed his life, and not only his, but mine. Mm-hmm. This revelation, testimony from him, have changed my life, have given me a new outlook on the love of God, and that God never gave up on me all the things that I've done. It is so remarkable how God will come into your life when you open your life up and yield your life to Christ, the things that he will do for you to show you how much he loves you more than you can realize. And I see, let me go ahead and drop down here to this ninth verse. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. And it changed his personality, changed his character, changed Paul's integrity, and gave him a brand new life, a brand new outlook on life. And this is what God is doing. This is what he wants to do for each one of us today. He wants to change our lives. He wants to show us that he's bigger than any crime. He's bigger than any situation. He's bigger than any circumstances or anything that we have done, even against him. His love is bigger. His love is greater. And that we're pressing, if we press in more, he wants us, the more we do, the greater he becomes in our life. He wants us now to yield ourselves towards him and not towards this life. Forgetting those things that are behind, these things here in this world, forgetting those things, but pressing forward, going into the future, finding our destiny in Christ, living a life that's pleasing unto him and pleasing unto even to ourselves and to our neighbors and finding ourselves in the goodness of God. All right.
God bless you, Bishop.
So much.
God bless you.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. God bless you. I know we're going to be rolling here, and we're trying to get all our brethren in, and we're on one coast of Florida, and now we're going to another. We're down in other coast, but right now we just, amen, many good points have been brought out, and we want to make this last part of the program, amen, a turn towards those and the babes in Christ, amen. We're talking about pressing towards, Paul talking about pressing towards. He's not talking about forgetting about your job, quit your job. And a man came to me many years ago, amen, in the 80s. He said, you know, God don't want you to have nothing now. You're a Christian, and he don't want you to have this, that, and the other. And it hurted me so. And I said, well, if God, I love God. I love Jesus. He forgave me of my sins. And so I went to sit down with my aunts and, amen, my little circle. Amen. You, all of us got a circle that brought us into Christ. And they say, what that devil said? You know, I wasn't strong enough in Christ. I didn't just a babe to call a man a devil. They say, that devil told you what? He said, don't you know God want to bless you? God want to help you? Amen. So God still wants you to go to work now, brethren. Amen. And pay your bills. But the lifestyle, amen. That's why Jesus told the disciples, amen. They say, well, Lord, how often should I forgive my brother? And Jesus said, not seven times 70. Amen. In terms whereby you can get these things off your mind. You be just worrying all the time. That's not good. You can't go forward. All right. With the last, all right. Area code 305. The last four digits is 9500. You have the mic. You're on the air. Yes.
Uh,
right.
Good evening, Bishop. How are you doing this evening?
Good to hear from you. Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. Yes, you know, listening to the conversation thus far, I hope what I'm about to say is not really off the mark, but I think it parallels very much with the subject matter, pressing toward the mark. And I really feel that it's essential. An essential parallel verse would be Hebrews chapter 4. And in order to press toward that mark, we need to be in a position with Christ, whereas we are resting in him. Because if we are allowing all of the pressures of the world, and our world, we see all the tragedies and all the upheaval that's going on in the court system and in society as a whole, and how Christianity is under attack. And if we do not find a place of rest in God through Christ Jesus, then we are not going to be able to do any kind of pressing. And God said that we have to, there remaineth a place of rest. There remaineth a rest to the people of God. And we have to labor to get into that rest. Pressing is laboring, but you have to press or labor for the place of rest in order to reach that place where you can press effectively. Because if we allow the circumstances of our world to really impact us to the point where we're saying it's all over, where is God, what is God doing, and if we don't have the faith enough to believe that God made a promise to us, he made several promises to us, a multitude, exceedingly great and precious promises to us. And if we don't grab a hold of those promises and allow those promises to actually sink in and fill us up and cause it to motivate and become a part of our character, become a part of the features that God wants us to have, then we're never going to be able to rest or press. So really, pressing involves a great deal of resting, learning how to rest in God. And to the babes in Christ, the babes need to know this. They have, right. You know, you say they remain at the rest, but you got to labor, but Jesus did all the work. Yes, he did all the work. But God, people fail to realize without faith, it's impossible to please God. So God will allow situations to attack us just to stand there and watch us and see if we're going to believe what he promised. If we're going to trust him and say, Lord, I don't care what's going on in my life. I don't care what's going on in the world. I don't care how my character's under attack. I don't care how people are treating me. God, I'm going to stand on your promises, and I'm going to rest in the promises you gave me. So as I rest, God would then begin to reveal things to us, because who can actually absorb anything from anybody when all kinds of turmoil is going on in their mind? You can't think properly. You can't think logically. You can't think rationally. You cannot think godly, because too much is going on around. But if you can come in, if we can come into a place of rest, and God sees us resting in him, then God's going to speak, and our path to where we're pressing will be clearer and much more attainable. Thank you, Bishop.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful point. Amen. It's looking pretty good. As always, amen. You need to have that group. Amen, that, you know, you can rest. We all need to have that physical touch. We need that environment, a church home. You need a church home, amen. Those that have been there before you, amen. And I know the world say, I can be at my home. No. You tell that to the football team and the basketball team, amen, all those supporters, they be out there hollering and clapping hands and high-fiving. You need to be in a church home, amen. And even those of us that have been out here a while, amen. We know. That's what Blog Talk is about. That's what we're talking about. Amen. We iron sharpen iron. We feeding off each other. Amen. You got to do something towards your effort. All right. All right. God bless you, brother. You're back on the air. 4427. Yes, sir.
Yes, Bishop. Bishop, when we're born again and we allow the Word of God to become the source and place it in our heart, now, at that time, now God will reveal to us our destiny. Each of us were born with a purpose, a destiny. And when we receive that word in our heart and pursue that word with a zeal, God is going to reveal that destiny to us. And now, this life we live here on this earth, God will cause things to flow in our way because we are walking in our destiny. We're no longer using the world's standards to walk in this life, but we're operating on the principles of God now, because his word is our source in our heart. You know, when Paul talked to Timothy and Timothy was getting ready to go out, Paul told him that it was the word was already in him because it was taught to him by his mother and his mother and his grandmother, Eunice and Lois. Yeah. They it was in them, and they taught him that. When you look at the prophets of old, each one of them, Elijah and Samuel, they grew up in the house of the Lord and was constantly fed the word of the Lord during their growing stage, that when they came of age, all they knew were the principles of God. And this is where we got to be today. When we put away the word, we're no longer heeding to the things of the world, but we are new now. Now we begin to, this Bible that we have today that we take so for granted, it was written. God made sure that his word was written down, that generation would have it readily available so that they can read it and understand the principles and live their lives by it. There are countries today that Bibles are banned and people are persecuted for even having one in their possession. But we have it here in abundance. And that's what we got to do. We got to get a zeal for the word. And when you get that zeal for the word, your whole demeanor, everything about your life changes because you're no longer operating on the world standards.
All right. God bless you again. Again, we don't want to leave out the part here. Amen. The third chapter of Philippians down about the, 18th through the 21st verse, amen, where Paul was talking about, amen, we got to be aware of those that are around us, amen, those that, amen, not only that, but sometimes those that are walking with us, and Paul said he weep, amen, 18th verse, for many walk to whom I told you often, and now I tell you weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross. And those of us are young in Christ, and we've been that way. I told you about the man told me I didn't supposed to have anything, and, you know, I didn't supposed to give everything away. Amen. There are some around us, amen, those that are young in Christ always want you to say, now you're a Christian now, amen, you got to give me this. Now, Christian, don't act this way, amen, but in the same time, God is blessing your prayers. You say, Lord, I need this for my home. I need this. Lord, help me here. Amen. If you tell the wrong person, so you got to prove out those that are around you. And Paul said, you'll find a conversation is always about material things. They're always about, I mean, themselves. They mind earthly things. We have to be aware of that. We have to be aware of that, saints. Amen. And let the younger ones in Christ know that. Amen. You can't go everywhere in fellowship. You can't be involved in those that call you. Amen. Come here and come there. Amen. You got to know what you got. Jesus said you should know them by their fruits. Amen. What they want all the time. What they looking for. Amen. We have to press. And while you're pressing, beware of the tricks of the enemy. Beware, amen, of what he's trying to do and what he wants to do. Amen, amen, amen. All right. We're speaking now to the latter part of the program. We want to speak to those that are young in Christ. Amen. Not only that, but we know all of sometimes we lead with our heart instead of with the spirit. And we're always out trying to help one another. But what about those unchurched, those that come in Christ? And, amen. They press and they work and they. They got hurt. Amen. We're just saying tonight, and I know all of us can agree, be encouraged. Tell them to be encouraged and come back. You know, the Holy Spirit, amen. We have to put him in the picture because right now he's the commander of the church. He's the one. Amen. Jesus said, I'm going away, but I'm going to send somebody else. I'm sending and he called he the Holy Ghost. Amen. He'll give you a dream, a vision. He know more about you than anybody. Amen. So he's the one that he won't let you give up. Amen. He won't let you give up. He'll put somebody in your way. Many of us talked about. Amen. He put somebody in your way. And once that word get in you, continue to feed the inner man. Amen. Run on scripture. If you can't sleep, get up and read. Amen. The flesh will fight against you. You'll be going to sleep in no time. You feel you can't sleep or you're having problems and you don't know what to do. Amen. You know, that's natural. That's because the Bible speaks of, you know, we live in this flesh, but we're not of it. Amen. We got to live here till God bring us home. Amen. You can just press one on your phone here. Amen. We don't want to close unless we hear from you and you and you. Amen. We're reaching out. You can, those that want to view the program afterwards, can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, and you can share this program again and many others on the air. Amen. And this program I found through someone else was sharing. Make sure how God works. Amen. He works through people. He will use anybody. Amen. A donkey, a bird. Amen. But it's for your help and something that won't persecute you. Amen. Now, the day and time, he'd be using cell phones and, you know, back in the day, you know, with birds and whatever. But today, God's still working with people. He's using cell phones, emails. You might get a letter in the mail. Somebody can call you, and you might never think about it. Because God's ways are not like your ways. Amen. God's ways are not like your ways. And he began to answer your prayer. Whatever you have a problem with, don't give up. Do not give up. Do not give up. Continue to work at it. James said, I show you my faith. Amen. Saints of God, we should be dynamic researchers. Amen. Amen. Scientists should have nothing on us. Amen. They marketing, they should have nothing on us. Because what? We're always researching. Researching and calling and knocking and reading books and asking people. And, you know, and you talking to the Holy Spirit, God will let you know. But here's the problem sometimes. Amen. Those that are around you might not understand. And that's why you have to work on your circle. Work on the ones that's going to support you or supporting you. Amen. In this walk when you're pressing. Amen. They haven't been through a wilderness. A wilderness means that, you know, feel like, amen, you're part in Christ. Look like nobody understands you. Nobody know where you're going. And amen. Every prayer you pray look like it's the wrong prayer. And all of that. That's a wilderness. You know, Jesus is there because he's been there already. He's been there. He know he's taking you through a place. Amen. And your part in life that, amen, when things are look like the world gonna come to an end, you can say, well, I know he's keeping me because he's gonna keep what I promised and I gave it unto him. He's gonna keep my soul. I know that I'm gonna live again with him. That should not be an issue. Amen. Preston, you should not have that issue. Like the brother was saying about the book of Hebrews, the 4th chapter, you gotta put a lot of things, we gotta go through a lot of things. Amen. You got to find that should not be an issue about your eternal life anymore. No. Let's solve that. Amen. You've been baptized in water. You ask God to forgive you. Then everything you've done up to that point is gone. That's why Peter says, repent for the remission of sin. All of that is gone. Now you're working over to 1 John 1:9. Things that will come up while you're pressing. Things that you don't want to, you didn't meant to do while you're pressing. God bless you, doctor. You back again. Area code 305, last 4 digits, 4271.
Yes, Bishop, I just want to the younger people and those people who are struggling, you kind of hit on it there about Satan. And I say it in simple terms. You got to watch his negotiations.
Oh, that's good.
He loved to negotiate.
All right. See,
just like he did. You alleged to it, Jesus, when he's out in the wilderness, and he went out to be tempted of the devil. So he shows a good picture to all of us. Mm-hmm. You see that we gotta trust in whom we believe. And see, notice his strategy. He comes at a very inconvenient time. He comes there times, moments of weakness, you see. Mm-hmm. So in this scripture, you see, he's watching, he's lurking, he's always searching you out to see where he can get in on you. So to the young folk, you get strong spiritual habits. Mm-hmm. When you get that urge down in your soul to pray, forget the form of it. Go and pray. Find you a dark corner and pray. I didn't say all day, but just go with the urge of the spirit. You see what I'm saying? I think that's very useful. Even when I was coming up, the Holy Ghost said to me, you need to get good spiritual habits. And I'm working on it even today. I see that my answer is totally in consuming the Word of God. In the Word is where your deliverance is, you see. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to put that in because you was hitting on it. So I say and leave that. Watch the devil's negotiating. He comes with all kind of colors. He comes he's a sweet rascal. He's slick. You see what I'm saying? He make you think he's your friend when he's stealing out. He got his hands in your pocket all the time.
Look out.
And especially young folks with your life. You're strong. You got brilliant minds. Put them in the, let the Spirit of God permeate you. Let him fill your cup. You see what I'm saying? Let love run off you like juice. And I'm going to tell you something. Your life will be sweet until God calls you. Thank you, Bishop.
God bless you. Thank you very much. Holy Spirit, he always, you know, we thank God for him. I just thank God for him because of the point, amen, looking at some of the studies, amen, and that find that, and it's true, the enemy always come at night. You know, if you were saved now, if you do this, and you know, God will love you. God will love you. Always put that option then. And you're right. We're always throwing that option in there and make you want to second guess. I know. I think I'm saved. I know I'm saved. If you were saved, you wouldn't do that. Yes, 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 yes. You always throw that at you. You always throw that at you. But thank you very much. We always have to look at that. It's always making decisions day in and day out, and day in and day out. Always want to challenge your salvation, challenge your calling, amen. And he want to throw your priorities off. Our young people spend so much money, amen, in different areas of their life, and always broke. Always God people, they have the money, but the enemy always coming after them, amen. If you do this now, you know you're a Christian, you got to give more here, give more there. Amen. And Paul said, if a man does not protect his home, amen, amen, he's worse than an unbeliever. Amen. You got to have God bless you. Amen. And many elders and many church leaders and all of us deal with that. Amen. People come up, they want to, you give somebody something, the next one will come up. Amen. A man, we have the church, we open the door, you know, people are, well, Bishop, Pastor, you know, give me this and give me that. Amen. They come up with all kind of games and things. And once you think you done gave out your most, oh, here's another one going to challenge you. Amen. Then you wake up the next morning and say, Lord, I need something. Amen. The Holy Spirit told me one day, I gave it to you, and you gave it away. You know, and it just challenged you all the time. The enemy want to challenge you all the time. Amen. Study the Word, give your tithes and offerings, and that's it. And that's it. God doesn't fight you. Amen. Because he wants you to have things. He wants you to have, be able to represent the kingdom of God with your head up. Amen. He wants you to be, amen, blessed. Amen. But he give it to you. He give it to you. Amen. Isaiah 118, the Lord was saying to God's major prophets, come now, let us reason together. Amen. Let's go to the morning table. Amen. Let's negotiate this thing. God said, come on now, let's talk it out. Talk it out. Let's talk it out. He said, the donkey know his master and all these things, but God looked like God's people. He was talking to Israel. Amen. We got to press in this thing, young people and young those of us, even when those of us, God taking us to another level in Christ. Amen. Spiritual understanding. Amen. trials and tribulations to burn off the things that we thought we had to have. We thought we had to have this. We had to have this. And Jesus said, no, no, I'm with you. I'm with you. Amen. You just have to talk with him. You have to talk with him. You have to talk with him until, pray until you just pray out of it. Pray out of it. Amen. Just pray until God, like Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Amen. He's human. He brought the human aspect. Amen. He showed us we can come through it. Can come through it. Yes, but we need each other. We need each other. Find your circle in Christ. A group you can fall back on, like the church, and even church leaders. Amen. We can't talk to everybody. Church mothers almost can't talk to everybody. Amen. Church deacons. Amen. Talk to the pastors, because the people they're tricky. Amen. The enemy use them. They got a lot of young converts in Christ. Just start out. Look at Jesus' circle. Amen. Amen. Look at Jesus' circle. Who we had around him. Look at him. He had Thomas. Judas carrying the bag. Thomas. Peter. The major one. Now, they were disciples. Amen. They weren't apostles yet. And these three, amen. Amen. They was having problems. They was having problems. Amen. Push one on your phone here. We're winding down. We have a little more time. Amen. Okay. Amen. Amen. All right. We have a area code 3-352-1615. Yes, sir, Bishop. Yes, sir.
God bless you again.
Yes, sir,
Dr.
Bishop. We winding down. We got a couple of minutes. I don't want to rush you, but we got to. Can you make it quick?
Yes, sir. Allow me to pray.
All right. Go right ahead.
That's what's in my spirit.
All right.
Father and our God, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, we thank you for this session that we're having tonight, opportunity to hear the word of God by this man of God. And all the other elders and things that were shared with us tonight. We thank you, God, that you're blessing these people that's in the airways, and you're blessing their lives, giving us opportunity to share our lives with one another through Jesus Christ. Thank you for blessing us this day. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Thank you for being with us, God, thus far, this week. Carry us until we don't need any more carrying, God. Carry us away from here. You bless us tonight, God. Bless our families and our loved ones. We give the honor and glory. We do it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you. You can always hear this program again wherever you are. Amen. You can go to www.blocktalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Always happy and always uplifted. It uplifts me to talk to my brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. Not only that, but those of you that are pressing, amen, your way, amen, we love you. We love you. Amen. Remember, don't give up. If you don't give up, God won't. If you don't give up, God won't give up. Amen. He said he's going to keep you. He's going to keep you. And we just need to learn that experience, how God keep us. Amen. He kept Peter. Peter was just a disciple. But Peter cursed. Peter lied. But Jesus said, go back and get Peter. Go get Peter. He kept him. He kept him. Thomas did not believe this and that, but he kept him. He kept him. God can keep you. Stay with God. God bless you. God bless you.